Lanny Davis goes to bat for Bill Clinton as Epstein case heats up. By Hannah Blow on July 8, 2019. Lanny Davis, most recently known for representing former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen, is going to bat for former President Bill Clinton. His move comes in the wake of indictments against famed billionaire sex offender Jeffrey Epstein, who was arrested Saturday on sex trafficking-related charges. Federal prosecutors in Manhattan are expected to formally announce charges against Epstein around 11 a.m. ET. According to reports, he is being indicted on two counts of sex trafficking conspiracy and sex trafficking. However, some speculate that Democrats have been hesitant to grab onto the story due to the connections between Epstein and left-wing fan favorites, like Bill Clinton. It's not all that hard to figure out why Democrats have treaded lightly. The Washington Examiner's Jay Caruso tweeted. There's this pretty famous Democrat who flew on the Lolita Express 26 times with Epstein. He added, a direct reference to Clinton's mysterious trips on Epstein's private jet which occurred primarily 2002 to 2005. According to reports, Clinton would sometimes go without Secret Service detail on these alleged sexcapades. Davis quickly jumped to Clinton's defense. Classic fact-free innuendo. Back to McCarthy era. But worse, he tweeted. What innuendo, Lanny? I said Democrats are treading lightly because of Bill Clinton's friendship with Epstein, Caruso tweeted. And if roll call was wrong about the number of plane rides, let us all know. No facts of any wrongdoing by Pray Clinton, Davis responded in part. However, it is not pure conjecture. Clinton had an established relationship with Epstein, and details of that relationship emerged via the 2014 civil lawsuit filed in Florida against Epstein, in which the registered sex offender was accused of forcing a teenage girl to have sexual relations with several men. The Smoking Gun reported in 2015 that Epstein's phone book had 21 different numbers for Clinton. Additionally, several of Epstein's victims floated the possibility of subpoenaing Clinton. The Smoking Gun reported. As part of a civil suit filed against Epstein by several of his victims, lawyers for the women floated the possibility of subpoenaing Clinton since he might well be a source of relevant information about Epstein's activities. While Clinton was never deposed, lawyers obtained Epstein's computerized phone directory, which included email addresses for Clinton along with 21 phone numbers for him, including those for his assistant, Doug Band, according to a court filing. This Epstein case is horrific and the young women deserve justice, she warned Saturday. It is quite likely that some of our faves are implicated, but we must follow the facts and let the chips fall where they may. Whether on Republicans or Democrats, she added. Hashtag we said enough hashtag me too. David Boies, an attorney who represents two of Epstein's accusers, gave a statement to the Daily Beast following the news of the billionaire's arrest. It's been a long time coming, it's been too long coming, he said. It is an important step towards getting justice for the many victims of Mr. Epstein's sex trafficking enterprise. We hope that prosecutors will not stop with Mr. Epstein because there were many other people who participated with him and made the sex trafficking possible, he added. The charges will be formally announced around 11 a.m. ET.